Erevin Daf Nunvav Amid Beis, the third Tosfos, Kama Meruba Yoser Alagula Revi. How much larger is a square than a circle? 1/4. The Gemara says that a square is 1/4 bigger than a circle. The Amari, the Ri says, the Haravi, this 1/4, ben behekef, ben begufa karka, applies both to the circumference of a circle and the area of a circle as compared to a square. Kidamrinan hacha, like we see in our sugya here, nimsa migrash revi, that we find the empty land is 1/4 bigger, that's referring to area. Vechen mashma gabe yam shel shlomo, and similarly we see in the sugya that we had earlier in the Masechta regarding the pool of Shlomo, that there too it refers to the area of the circle. V'ala hekev yesh la'ochiach behedya k'deperish hakuntras. Regarding the circumference, that could be proven in a straightforward manner, like Rashi explains it, because we know the kol she'rachbo tefach, we know that any circle whose diameter is a tefach, yesh behekefo gimel tefachim. Its circumference will be 3 tefachim. Ubetefach meruba, but regarding a square whose sides are tefach, yesh behekefo dalet tefachim. There's 4 sides, each of which are a tefach, so that equals 4 tefachim. So we have straightforward that the formula or the ratio between a circle and a square is 3 to 4. The al hakarka shebifnim, and regarding the area of a circle as compared to a square, yesh lahochiach nami, we can also prove this, she'im takif tefach agol, that if you were to surround a circle that's a tefach wide, that has a diameter of tefach, savi b'chutim dakim ha'nekuda ha'emsa'is she'agol, that if you were to surround a circle with thin strings from the outer edge of a circle and then progressively smaller till the center of the circle, like we see in the diagram that Tosfos has, that we have a bunch of concentric circles made up of small strings, v'tachtoch mina nekuda lamata. So Tosfos says that if we were to cut from the middle point downwards, kol chut lebeis, so that we separate each of the strings, and we were to cut from the middle of the circle outwards all the strings into 2, the tifshatam, and then straighten them out, spread them out, yiyeh ha'elyon aruch gimel tefachim. The outer string will be 3 tefachim long, v'acherim mitkatzrim v'holchim ad ha'nakuda, and each progressive string will be getting smaller and smaller until you get to the middle one, which is just a point, shehu chetzi ama minachut ha'elyon, and the point will be 1/2 tefach away from the long string at the end, right? Because that's what the radius of the circle, as we see in the second diagram in Tosfos, which is where he has the strings arranged as a triangle. Tachtoch shuv et achutim l'shtayim. So now if we cut from the middle of the triangle all the strings into 2 pieces, so now we end up with 2 smaller triangles, v'sim ha'arach b'tzad ha'katzar, and we take the small side of one of the triangles and put it opposite the big side of the other triangle, nimsa haroba archo tefach v'chetzi v'rachva chetzi tefach. So we'll end up with a rectangle whose length is a tefach and a half, and its width is a half a tefach, which is the third diagram that Tosfos has. Dehainu shlosh hatichos shel chetzi tefach al chetzi tefach, which can be divided into three small squares of a chetzi tefach by a chetzi tefach. Ubetefach meruba, but regarding a square that's a tefach by a tefach, yesh dalar chalakim shel chetzi tefach al chetzi tefach. That could be divided into four small squares of a chetzi tefach of a chetzi tefach. Therefore proving that a circle is three-fourths of its area is three-fourths of a square.